time to rewind. What's that all about? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Time to rewind. Yes, we all can use time to rewind. Time to take stock of ourselves. Time to look at our life and see what's going on. Time to go back to our foundation concept. Are we living up to what we really believe about ourselves? Are we really being ourselves and having fun? Are we really enjoying life? Or are we status quo? Are we doing what we've done for so long because it's just the way to do it? Well, when you go into meditation, you just sit quietly and think. You just sit quietly and let your thoughts pass through your mind. And all sorts of interesting thoughts pass through your mind. Thoughts that you thought of doing, thoughts that you didn't think of doing, thoughts that were interesting, thoughts that were not interesting. And you let all these thoughts go through your mind, go through your attitude, go through your daily rhythm of thinking. And as you did that, what happened? As you did that, you became relaxed. You became at peace. You became in order. And you thought, yes, I think I will do this. And so your thought says, okay, you're going to sit down and you're going to write down all those ideas that you had that are so wonderful and you hadn't written them down before, but you're going to write them down now because now you are relaxed and you're thinking about them. And so you sit down and you write them down. And you write down the thought, I'm going to give this blessing to my mom. I'm going to take this coat over to her that I have here and that she's admired so often, and I really don't wear it much, but I'm going to take it over and I'm just going to leave it off at her house. I'm not going to say anything to her. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm going to say, Mom, I don't need this coat. You mind if I leave it over here? And if you find someone that like it, give it to them, or if not, fine. And so then, another thing, I'm going to tell my family how much I love them. I'm going to tell my family, I'm always telling them how much I love them. No, I'm not really telling them how much I love them, how much I really do love them. I'm going to tell them how much I love them. I'm going to tell them, hey, you guys are great. You guys really make me feel good. Of course, I don't have to say that. You can tell it from my face, you can tell it from my smile, you can tell it from my attitude. But, hey, I really do that. And so, you go on with all sorts of other good ideas. Now, what's going on? What's going on when you do this? When you take this time to rewind? It's just like in a computer. A computer is a very wonderful gadget. And a computer has a built-in technology, and that built-in technology is the ability of the computer that when it is shut down, all of the systems within the computer have a tendency to rearrange themselves to their original purity and integrity. They rearrange themselves into their original pattern of operation. And whatever things we have done, however we have established them to do something, they want to go back to that original attitude. They want to go back and be in order. All of the things that we might have done to disorder them, they want to put back in order. But they do that best when we turn it off. Actually, if a person were to turn off their computer every evening, not to save electricity. That's not the point. You turn off your computer every evening to allow it to return to its original purity and integrity. Then in the morning when you turn it on, it starts up and it puts all of its system on go, and it goes into its format of operating from its pristine beginning, and does whatever you want it to do. Whatever were the little glitches of yesterday, whatever were the little things that were seemingly not up functioning properly yesterday, today are in perfect divine order. Today, work in a beautiful, charming way that it's hard for us to really appreciate. Hard to really realize how wonderful it is and how great it is and how truly it is that it can put itself back into its original purity and integrity. Is meditation doing that same thing? Does meditation take our physical brain and return it to its original purity and integrity, just like the computer when you shut it off? We're not really shutting off the brain. We're not really shutting off the mind. We're not really shutting ourselves off when we go into meditation. But what we are doing is we are regrouping ourselves. We are reorganizing ourselves. We're returning to our original purity and integrity. We're turning to that inner source of all wisdom, of all knowledge, of all beauty and all goodness. And when we return to that source, when we return to that inner dwelling place, then super and wonderful things happen. And these super and wonderful things are things that take place more often than we know. They take place more wonderfully than we could ever dream or realize, because we're not thinking about anything. We're just letting go. We're letting go and saying, that's a good thought. That's a good thought. Those are good ideas. That's a bad idea. I don't need to think about that. Let that go. And it's sort of like clearing it out, putting things back in their proper order. How great it is. Isn't that interesting? Whenever we put our clothes away in the drawer, in our top drawer we have our handkerchiefs and our socks and a few miscellaneous things, and each drawer has their things in it. Now, we can take it and just throw it in there, and we can take it out and put it on, and it'll be just as clean as if we had done it nicely. But somehow, when we neatly fold every little thing and put it in the drawer, when we put the handkerchiefs on top of the handkerchiefs, and we put the socks all lined up next to one another in the drawer, when we put the neckties on our hanger or wherever we keep them, when we put our cufflinks in a little box where we can find them, when we put our various things that we use in places that we can find them, how nice that is. And then our undershorts we have in another drawer, and our undershirt. And then another drawer we have our special sports shirts or things that we just slip over to wear when we go doing all sorts of things. And who knows what all we have there. But you have these things. Now, to throw them in there, as we often do, it makes a mess, and you reach in and you don't feel good about taking out that thrown in shirt that's all crumpled up. You don't feel good about trying to find the other sock where you have one sock and you didn't put the two together so that you could have them handy. It's kind of hard to look for the handkerchiefs underneath all of the other things that are in the drawer. But when you have everything in a nice order, it makes it beautiful. It's like returning your computer by shutting it off. Everything flips back into its original purity and integrity. When we put our dresser drawer into its original purity and integrity, which we decide what it is, and we organize it and orderly put it in there, folding up everything so beautifully, we feel good about ourselves. When we think about our minds, when we're in meditation, and we say, I live in a good world, I live in a beautiful world, I live in a successful world. I am happy. I like me. I like me. I like me. I love all the world. I love everybody in the world. I like everybody in the world. To love, as we've often said, is easy. You always love everything. Especially parents, they love their children even when they're naughty. But to like them when they're naughty, that takes a special skill, and that's truly unconditional love. When you like someone who has done something that is not quite up to your standards. And that's the hard thing to do. Well, now, when you train yourself to let go, shut off your computer, and let it return to its original purity, go into meditation and sit quietly and return to your original purity and integrity. Go to sleep at night, and when you go to sleep at night, lay down in your bed and say, I am peace. Don't say anything else. Don't say, I want to dream about this, or I don't want to dream about that, or this is a problem, or that's a problem. Just say, I am peace. And say it, and say it, and say it as you fall asleep. That's better than counting sheep, I assure you. But say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And that's the time to rewind. That's the time to return to your original purity and integrity. That's the time to let go and let your reality be you. That's the time to take those rubber bands that have been snapping away in your mind and relax them. That's the time to know who you are and be who you are and delight in all of the wonder and the magic and the mystery and the excitement of who and what you are. Because you are a very, very special person. I know I'm a very special person. And I take my time to rewind. I take my time in meditation to let go and return to my original purity and integrity. I let my computer, turn my computer off, not as often as I should. Every night if I turned it off, I'd be wise. But letting it spend the evening in relaxing, not constantly going, constantly purring, constantly working, constantly at function, but turn it off. This is the theme, this is the scheme, this is the attitude of what a computer is all about. Shut it off. If you got a problem, shut it off. If something's out of order, shut it off. Give it time to recapitulate. Give it time to reboot, redo itself, reorganize itself, because it is built in to do that. Our brain has that built in to do that also. Our computer is a reflection of our brain in so many ways. What we learn from our computer, we might recognize also in our brain. And what we learn from our brain, we might recognize that is what the creator of the computer put into force in the computer. It's a wonderful thing. Time to rewind. And that when I have time to rewind, all of my life is exciting, dynamic, and really amazing. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.